Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ross first. Really? Our football expert, the great Ross Tucker's on the line. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up?
Ross, we're at McGurk's. We're watching on all the screens here the Eagles beat the Patriots, and I'm starting to wonder if we could do the whole thing again. Could the Eagles win again next year, Ross?
I think they have a heck of a chance. And by the way, I'm coming down there. I'll be down there from noon to one with Joe and John. So I'm looking forward to being there. And the fact that they have a buffet or some kind of food, that's what I needed to hear. So that's
perfect. In fact, they're probably going to have to order out because Hollis is wild.
Yeah,
boy can
eat.
I'm going ham.
Boy can eat. Now he's going ham. Go ahead, Ross.
No, I would say right now, I think that they would have to be the odds-on favorite. And really, if you're watching free agency right now, and you're an Eagles fan, I think you have to root that Kirk Cousins signed with the Jets or the Cardinals and not the Vikings.
Yeah.
Because that would do two things. Number one, it would make so that the Vikings aren't nearly as big of a threat without Cousins. Number two, they'd probably have to overpay for Nick Foles at that point. I mean, Keenum is signing with the Broncos.
Yep.
If Cousins goes elsewhere, then the Vikings are going to be kind of holding the bag. So, A, they won't be a real legit threat, and B, they might have to go back to the bank of Howie Roseman and make another trade like they did for Bradford.
So what do you think of Cousins? What do you think he's going to do? Do you have a sense at all?
I still think he's going to go to Minnesota. There's been way, way too much smoke there for me to think it's not going to happen. It seems to me like he's probably just, you know, I saw where he's trying to get the Jets involved because they've got the most money, and they're reporting yesterday that his sister lives in Arizona. I'm sure that changes everything. It's hilarious to me. I think he wants to be in the Vikings. He's a Midwest kid.
Yeah.
I think he knows the value of playing indoors. And I think he wants to – look, at that point, the difference between $28 million a year and $30 million a year, I think he realizes he wants a chance to actually do some damage in the playoffs and affect his legacy.
Hey, Russ, what is it like today for players that are making a lot of money and didn't have a great year? Like, this is the day where you don't want the phone to ring, right? Because you could get caught.
I think most of them already know it's coming because they've already been asked usually to take a pay cut or else they've been given a heads up.
Right.
It's funny too, Angelo, I saw like the Falcons had a couple guys take pay cuts. Almost always, and I've had guys call me and ask me their opinion, almost always when a guy refuses to take a pay cut, they usually end up, I think, getting even less elsewhere.
Wow.
You know, they usually refuse to take the pay cut because it's kind of like an ego thing. And no, I signed that contract. I earned that money. I want that money. But then, you know, they're almost cutting off their nose to spite their face because then they end up going to another team. It's kind of a black mark on you a little bit every time you get cut, I would know. And then they end up getting even less money, and they're not happy, which is why guys that did like what Celek did last year, really smart. You don't think Celek is thrilled that he did what he did last year? Absolutely thrilled. And I think the Eagles need to try to leverage that. I mean, they're the Super Bowl champs. Everybody seems to like Doug, the organization. I think they need to leverage that with some of these guys and ask them to take some haircuts like the Falcons just did with a couple of guys.
All right, but Celek's gone, right, Ross? There's no way they're going to keep him now. That's a $4 million cap hit, and he's the – no matter who else they get, he's the third tight end. He's gone, right?
I don't know about that. I think that they're hoping that he might retire. I know he said he doesn't want to, and I think that they might be able to get him for an affordable amount. We'll see, because there's only $1 million in dead cap. I mean, look, we'll see. It's possible, but you still need to have a second tight end.
Yeah.
I mean –
well,
I
was thinking Martellus Bennett because his brother Michael's already here.
First of all, he's not going to come cheap. He doesn't play cheap.
No, he's not.
No, he
isn't. And number two, there's all kinds of issues with him, both in terms of injuries and personality. I mean, there's a lot of reason why teams are kind of happy to get rid of him. I mean, the Packers basically sued him for not playing. They filed a grievance and said that he just felt it didn't feel like playing for him anymore.
How
after
did
they Rogers
lose
got
that
hurt.
Grievance? That
He'll
was
play
amazing.
For Doug. See, Russ, this is the way I define everything now. Whenever there's a troublemaker, like Ajayi was last year, I go, he'll play for Doug. Doug is like, Doug smooths over all bad feelings. I think Doug's the best coach in the NFL right now. How about that one, Ross?
Well, I think it's not, I don't know if it's a big enough sample size to say that yet, but he certainly deserves to be in the conversation. I mean, after what we saw last year, not only massaging the different guys they brought in, like Garrett Blunt, and, you know, you referenced the Jai. I mean, putting two guys that can be a handful in the same meeting room and getting plenty of production out of them, but also just the way he used Foles. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in my life for him to get a guy like Foles to play that well in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl was absolutely magnificent. Beyond curious, though, Angelo, and this will be one of the things we'll talk about all offseason, even in the season, how much of a difference Reich and DeFilippo make. You know, that will be something to keep an eye on once the season actually starts.
And I'm going to add the guy that didn't get any offers, Jim Schwartz. Mm. I was trying to – yesterday I was thinking about Schwartz, Ross, and I was going, all right, not only did no one give him an offer, although the strength of the team last year until the Super Bowl was the defense, now they're saying to Schwartz, the guy you brought here, Nigel Bradham, a huge part of the success of the team, we're letting go. Don't you think right now Jim Schwartz is bitter?
I don't know if he's bitter. I think he kind of understands. I think he's the type of guy, just knowing his personality a little bit, I think he's just kind of bitter in general. He's not a head coach right now. just kind of knowing the way Schwartz works a little bit.
Yeah.
I think he's probably just bitter at the world, thinks it's a total joke that he's not a head coach. And by the way, my understanding is that's one of the reasons why he's not, is that he kind of has a little bit of a prickly, arrogant, cocky personality, which turns some owners, turns some GMs off. Ironically, though, I think that's part of what the players love about him, Angelo, and part of why so many of them were able to play better than they ever have before, like Bradham, like Patrick Robinson, like a lot of these guys. He gets guys to believe that they're better than they really are just by how arrogant he is.
All right, now, Ross, I'm really having a little bit of a crisis, personal crisis right now, because I don't enjoy winning without the other team suffering. And your teammate, Tom Brady, was on Stephen Colbert last night.
Yeah.
And a couple of things happened, and he did indicate that he's not pleased and it's been haunting him that they lost the game. Is that important to a competitor to know that the team you beat is facing sadness and adversity?
I think it makes it feel a little bit better, especially if you don't like the guy or the team. I mean, he didn't look like he was that upset chugging the beer, but
well, I'm getting to that because you told me that he was great at that, right? You said he was a great beer chugger.
Yeah, watching that video, he's not what he used to be. I mean,
oh, no, he was still better?
I mean, he's still pretty good, but when I was with him in 06 during training camp, it was the fastest beer chug I've ever seen, and it was plastic cups. So he smashed the plastic cup down like it was like a Gronk spike touchdown. He was kind of, he was on TV last night. Looked at me like he was wearing makeup. He was in a different mode. I don't know that he was expecting that.
Now, you know what I'm taking from this, Al? Ross is saying that Brady's over the hill. He's past his prime now, right, Ross?
Clearly. He only beat Colbert by about 4 seconds in the 6 seconds beer chugging contest.
Ross, you will be here noon. You said you'll be at McGurk's right here?
Yeah, noon to 1. I scheduled it right for the lunch hour on purpose.
Love it. Well, let me tell you something. Ross Tucker's the man. You're going to love meeting him. Get out here and see Ross Tucker. Ross, always a pleasure and an honor, my friend. Thanks for doing it.
All right, see you guys.
Great, Russ. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.